Hello, sir. Welcome. Sample of a peppermint.
Yeah, what she said. Welcome. And sorry, I don't have any peppermint. But this week we are talking about candy. We are at a See's candy store. And if you're unfamiliar, See's, S-E-E apostrophe S, is a big West Coast thing. It's the black and white boxes, picture of a grandma type lady on them. My family always buys C's around this time of year. So I thought, since it is the holidays and since we did Christmas in July back in July, we would talk about chocolate. Because what is chocolate anyway? How do the big candy makers churn all that out? And why aren't there maps in the boxes so you don't wind up with that one piece you think is gross? Like coconut? I hate coconut. And I've got questions. I wanted to change the music to have some spirit. Listen to this thing. Sounds like we're in a Hallmark movie. It's festive. You know, I thought of doing something on Hallmark movies, how the plot's always the same. Big city to small town. You run a Christmas tree farm or a fair because someone needs your help. You fall in love during a snowball fight. Anyway, that's for my mom. She likes those. Hi, Mom. Now, back to C's, back to candy. And who do we have today? We've got the boss.
You bet. Pat Egan, president and CEO of See's Candies.
So, Pat, you sell a lot of chocolate, but first off, what is chocolate?
So chocolate is a bean or a pod that grows, actually originated in South America, Central America, and is grown in just a few key areas of the world. There are different notes and flavors. Kind of think of it as wine in terms of different varietals, things you kind of pick up.
Well, and they go good together too.
Yeah, they do. And actually, we actually did a wine event the week before in Portland, Oregon. So yeah, it's tree grown. It's not a bush or a crop per se. It's a tree grown pod.
They're about 8 to 14 inches long, these pods, think like a football, and they sort of grow off the trunk of the tree.
So the pod itself has seeds within it. Those get dried out and processed from there and ground into powder. And then there's also fat in it, the cocoa butter that gets extracted. And so those two kind of come back together to make the chocolate in different percentages.
You following? They take these seeds from inside the pods, they roast them, they crack them, they grind down what's inside. And then you get this chocolatey kind of paste. And in there, a couple of things, and you can separate these out, but you've got cocoa powder and cocoa butter. You put in sugar, there's dark chocolate. You keep on tinkering, put in milk powder, milk chocolate. So that's 2 out of 3. How do you get white chocolate? And is white chocolate chocolate, or is it just some sort of science experiment?
You know, that question will be on podcasts and in articles for decades to come, too, Mike. So it is in part chocolate. When you think of chocolate, many people think of it in a milk or a dark variety, and that truly is the chocolate with the elements of the bean, so to speak, in it. White chocolate has cocoa butter in it, the cocoa fat, but other than that, it's vanilla and sweetener, and it's not chocolate per se.
But
we call it white chocolate, our customers call it white chocolate, so to us, it's chocolate.
There was also this thing that happened a few years back now, 2017, 2018, maybe you remember. I'm going on a tangent, I'm sorry. Ruby chocolate. It was pink. Still is pink, I guess. Wouldn't have changed, would it? They came to the scene saying, yes, we have another type of chocolate. We invented this. It got debated a lot. Some people just said, no, this is a fun way to market pink stuff. But apparently it does taste more like berries. So there's that. Google it if you'd like. Go and try some. But now that we know what chocolate is, how much are we talking? From you guys.
So for products that we make, it's upwards of almost a couple of hundred that are products that we make, everything from the classic Bordeaux and Scotch Mellows to our lollipops.
And in terms of poundage per year, do we have numbers?
Also varies somewhat, but in the mid 20 millions of pounds of candy. Actually, that's what we make and sell. So that doesn't necessarily count the amount that we sample, which is about 1 million pounds a year that we hand out gladly to our customers coming into shops.
That is nuts.
Hello, welcome to See's Beverly with almonds and walnuts in a vanilla cream.
What's the story here, real quick? Because this is also a lesson in doing things like a really long time, yeah?
Since 1921. Yeah, started in 1921, so we're 101 years old, and don't we look great?
And we started with Mary. She's a lady on the box. You still got the picture.
Started with her in her kitchen. So Mary, the mother, and Charles, the son, moved from Canada. She had established herself basically as a confectioner, but on a really small scale in Canada. But everyone who had her candies loved them. So started in Mary's kitchen, which was black and white.
And you kept the color scheme too.
Absolutely.
So take me inside the factory, because you got a couple of them. One's here in LA. What do I see? And I want to know how the chocolate gets on top of the inside part of the candy. And I realize inside part is a very technical term.
So walk in, obviously put on your hairnet, probably a lab coat. The enrobed products, it's a robe of chocolate, so that's the enrobing. So we make our centers first.
Little balls of peanut butter or Bordeaux or pick your favorite.
And that conveyor belt, as it's going down the line, gets both dipped in chocolate and a waterfall of chocolate. I call it a delicious container. We don't add preservatives, so we actually do need to contain our products in many ways.
Okay, so that's interesting. You keep the insides fresh, but how do you get the bottom?
Yeah, it's kind of a vat process. So we move from just a silicone conveyor belt to a wire mesh, so that allows the chocolate to come up from the bottom and cover the bottom of the piece, or that waterfall over the top. And then that goes back into a container and gets pumped back through the process.
The raw materials, picture this. The butter comes in these giant blocks. You have to use two hands, you know, wrap your arms around them. The peanuts in these huge sacks that are like 5 feet tall. They call them totes. The length of the longest conveyor, we're talking a football field. Most of the machines, they do one thing at a time, but they can switch over seasonally to some other treats. And it can take a piece of chocolate half an hour to get through its process and then into a box. Do you all still also do some of this by hand?
We do. So we've got our bonbons, Scotch Kisses, dipped and sort of hand formed with a lovely little tool that our people, many of them who've been doing this for 20 and 30 years, have been making just that piece. Our Easter eggs, they're like snowflakes. Everyone's a little bit different.
I wonder if they can tell among themselves, like, oh, that one, that was Lucy. Speaking of, let's use that name. There's this famous I Love Lucy episode. The conveyor belt, the chocolate's going, they speed it up. She can't keep up. She's stuffing them all in her mouth. That was C's.
They did the spot actually at the studio, but they trained her and she wanted to actually see how did our people actually handle all of this. So I think that's where they kind of came up with the gag. And that was at our facility that's still open in La Cienega there.
All right, finally, we will end with my gripe. I go through the box. It's all looking different. I can't remember from last year, so I get the coconut. Why can't more of you candy people give us maps of what's inside?
I've got good news for you. First of all, if you sense that, you can pass it my way. I love all our products, but I particularly love coconut. But beyond that, no, we've heard this. On the one hand, I can make an argument for it in that it's our charm. And actually, I'm literally at my desk looking at flashcards that will tell me, here's what a dark peppermint looks like. Here's what a dark
so even you like. Have trouble sometimes because there's so many,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but there are. Now, we also know that not every customer is in that category. So we actually have started to put a map into our packed candies.
And thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've got a lot of people who are very thankful, Mike, as well as you.
Maybe that was one of those you heard it here first things. You're going to get some pictures with your candy. You know what I'm thankful for? You guys for listening. I know that's a Thanksgiving thing and I kind of missed it Thanksgiving week because I wasn't here. We didn't do this, but I'll do it now. Thanks for listening. Nothing next week. I'm going to take that week off, but we'll be back with some kind of New Year's inspired episode. At least that's the plan. I've got questions at odyssey.com. Keep the emails coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Happy holidays.